Lenten Journey Day 36, Discipleship. It would be appropriate to start this Lenten journey with such a topic. I have intentionally left it towards the end days, toward the last days of our Lenten journey, because as I'm sure you will agree, I know that discipleship means something different to you today than it would have 30 days ago. The word disciple merely means student, a follower of a person or a teaching. In the Bible, we refer to Jesus' disciples as those who followed him, those who stayed with him, those who were in his company. And by learning from Jesus, they later went on to become apostles. Apostles are ones who are sent. Ones who are sent with a mission to go and preach, to go and tell others about the teaching or the person. Today we look at the idea of discipleship as a student of Christ. A student meaning not only one who learns his words, not only one who praises his words, but is able to take those words and apply them in his or her life. At the beginning of this Lenten journey, I asked you to inventory the many aspects of your life. What is really necessary to live? What is really important in your life? Part of that inventory process involved journaling. I hope you have journaled, or at least written some notes along the way, of how you have changed, how the faith has become more real in your life. Certainly, as a disciple of Christ, we are now challenged not only to take those words, but to make them real in our life. And that's why toward the end of this Lenten journey, we start changing our gears. Because if you're like me, I know that you are finding some joy in the Lenten practice. Lent is no longer a burden, but is something to look forward to. As a time of change, as a time of reflection, as a time of growth. And I would venture to say that many of us who have followed this Lenten journey are at a point where we have matured in our outlook, in our understanding of who we are. How do we survive? How do we make a difference in our own lives, in the lives of our communities, of our families, and why not the world? We have a more mature understanding of faith, not in the sense that we could no longer be childlike in our faith, but mature in the sense that it is not about give me, give me, give me, but how can my sacrifice, how can I put something in to the larger collection of what we call life, so that I become part of something bigger than myself? And in this understanding, in this maturation process, discipleship now has a different meaning. For it is not a question of merely following Jesus. It is not even a question of learning what he had to say, about reading a Bible or reading any kind of scripture. It's about actually becoming, living that faith, becoming the people that God wants us to be. The message that our Lord Jesus Christ brought to us 2,000 years ago was a simple one, that God is accessible, that God is there, and it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what social class you've come from, it doesn't matter what your past has contained or not contained, that there are no more excuses. God has been revealed, and in that revelation, he is now reachable. We can't touch him. We can understand him in a new light. We understand him as pure love, something that touches us and we touch others with. It is the message of sacrifice, of faith, hope, and love. Most importantly, it is a holistic message. That is, to be a disciple of Christ today means something different to us because we approach Christ holistically. That is, we do not merely focus on his message. We do not merely look at the person of Christ, but collectively the person, the message, the sacrifice, the giving, the God nature is all there for us. And so, as disciples of Christ, we use all of our senses, whatever sense is available to us. We hear his message. We read the message with our eyes, but likewise, we look at the message that is all around us. We see the waves and the mountains and the beautiful flowers and the smile of our children. We use our noses to absorb the aroma that comes from all of the goodness that is around us, the beautiful fragrances of God's wonder. We appeal to our sense of touch. We reach out to people who need a hug, who need a hand. And likewise, we find on the other side hands that are extended to us. We find bodies that are waiting to be hugged, waiting to be kissed, waiting to express that love holistically. And finally, we appeal to our sense of taste. In fact, Holy Communion is that final recognition that we are disciples. As our fathers teach us, come and taste the Lord, for indeed, the Lord is tasty. That taste we find in the love that we feel, in that acceptance that in our nature, God has accepted us the way we are, who we are. With all of our faults, with all of our difficulties, we know that we are his children. Why? Because it is only natural that we have faults. It is only natural that we sin. And yet God loves us. And yet God is with us. And therefore we have a responsibility to spread that love to others. By this they will know you are my disciples, says our Lord Jesus Christ, that you love one another. Today's prayer comes to us as a thought from theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer on the idea of discipleship. Costly grace is the gospel. It is costly because it costs a man his life, and it is grace because it gives a man the only true life. Cheap grace is the grace we bestow on ourselves, grace without discipleship. Costly grace is the gospel which must be sought again and again, the gift which must be asked for, the door at which a man must know. It is costly because it costs a man his life, and it is grace because it gives a man the only true life. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we take the next step in our Lenten journey. In the meantime, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find resources, you'll find broadcasts and podcasts to help you through the Lenten season as well as the journey through life. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.